Two investigations are currently underway into an incident at Dublin's Grand Canal this week in which a homeless man was seriously injured when a tent he was in was removed by machinery. Gardaí and the Health and Safety Authority are both examining the incident, which, as we've been hearing, dominated the first day of the general election campaign yesterday. On yesterday's Drive Time programme on RTE, Della Kilroy spoke to Darren and John, two homeless men who have been sleeping in a two-person tent close to where Tuesday's incident happened. They told her why they choose to sleep along the canal.
Well, I was sleeping in doorways in the city centre, and it can get rough at night with drinkers coming home from the pubs. Not only that, you're woken up by the guards every morning at 7:30.
I'd rather be in a tent than a hostel. I've been smoking since I'm 14. A lot of the hostels, if you go in, there's one there in the corner. If you go in there at 7 o'clock, you can't go back out, and you cannot smoke till the next morning till you go out that door. And there's a lot of people with different problems that are in hostels that need help, and they're not getting it.
A woman who has also been sleeping in a tent close to where the incident happened explained why she chooses to stay along the Grand Canal.
Safer than some of the hostels. It's safer to be out here or in a doorway.
Do you pack up every day or...?
No, we leave the tent there and just take on that sort of main stuff to us. It's less hassle. Like, we've enough problems of our own without mixing with other people and getting more problems, so we like go over here. So you get used to it, you know what I mean? We just sort of potter about and we go to the library or we just sit in and have a cup of tea somewhere and just come back probably about 7 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? Bring a cup of tea, wait for the super and have something to eat and go to sleep and just go up and start all over again.
One of the homeless people living along Dublin's Grand Canal. Now, we did ask the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive and Waterways Ireland if they would come on the programme, but neither were available to do so, nor was Minister for Housing Owen Murphy. We can talk, though, to Father Peter McVerry, the homeless campaigner and founder of the Peter McVerry Trust. A very good morning to you, Father McVerry, and thanks for talking to us this morning. Why do some homeless people choose to stay in tents in various parts of Dublin City and indeed other towns and cities around the country, when in Dublin at least the housing executive insists, the homeless executive, that there are hostel places available?
It's true that there are hostel places available, but what's not discussed is the quality of those hostel placements. As your homeless people mentioned, many people don't feel safe in those hostels. You go into some hostels are excellent. Let me first of all say that. They're excellent. People are very, very happy there. But there are many hostels where people are sharing a room with three or four or five or six other people. You don't know who you're sharing with. You can have people who are injecting heroin or smoking crack cocaine at 2 o'clock in the morning in front of you. You can have people with serious personality problems. I had a report just a few days ago of somebody who was sleeping in a top bunk, and the lad in the bottom bunk, who obviously had mental health issues, in the middle of the night got up and started stabbing the mattress on the top bunk with a knife where he was sleeping. Now, if you have that experience in a hostel, you're going to be very slow to go back to a hostel again. So why do we have these little tent encampments? And they're all over the place, actually. I think for two reasons. One, people feel safe. They're with other people that they know and they get on with. And they also have comradeship with the people that they're in the other tents. And that's what's missing in the hostels. One, they're not safe. Two, there's no comradeship. If you go into a hostel with 40 or 60 people, there's no comradeship there. You don't know who you're going to be in the hostel with that particular night. Mm. And so it's a lot of people just simply say, I'm not going into those hostels. I just don't feel safe. The biggest complaint I get from homeless people is they wake up in the morning and all the people who are sleeping in the room with them are gone, and so is all their belongings. Maybe their clothes, their mobile phone, anything of value that they had is all gone.
So even
the
tent...
second biggest complaint is being assaulted.
Right, so even a tent, which obviously is not, or certainly in certain circumstances can be seen as an unsafe place to be, it's safer than at least some of the emergency accommodation. But is it also the case, perhaps, that people, particularly living in tents, are that bit harder to make contact with by homeless organisations such as your own?
No, it's not harder to make contact with, but it's much harder to get them out of the tents and into roofed accommodation, because they simply don't want to go. They have had bad experiences in the past, maybe, and they're just too frightened to go into hostel accommodation. And there are some groups of people, and these are very... One of the most frustrating things I have is when people come to me and they're drug-free. They've never touched a drug in their life, and they tell me they're sharing a room with active drug users. And can I get them into a drug-free hostel? There are some drug-free hostels, but they're very, very few and far between, and many of those people who are drug-free simply have to share a room with active drug users, and I think that's immoral, but that's the reality. If you ring up looking for a bed for the night, all you're asked for is your name and your date of birth, no other details, and you have no idea who you're going to be sharing a room with.
So what are the measures, the changes that could take place immediately that would actually make a difference here and would make people who are living in these circumstances and refusing to go into or declining to go into emergency accommodation be enticed in, if you were, persuaded that actually this is a safe place?
I think the most important and fundamental one is that everybody should be given their own room, or at least given their own partition where they can go in, lock the door, know they're not going to be assaulted during the night, know their belongings are still going to be beside the bed in the morning, and if somebody does want to use drugs, and they are entitled to a bed as well, if somebody does want to use drugs in the middle of the night, they're doing it in the next partition and it's not affecting them. I think this shared accommodation is a disaster, and I think we really ought to be pushing for homeless people. The dignity of homeless people requires that they have their privacy and their safety at night time. I would like to see HICWA given the responsibility of coming in and inspecting homeless services. And I think if they did that, there would be a lot of hostels which would be closed down overnight.
It's not a lot to ask, it would seem. Peter McFerry from the Peter McFerry Trust, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.